What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, April 15th, and welcome back from Tahiti to Mark.
Mahalo or something like that. Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, he's literally wearing a straw hat and a Hawaiian-style island shirt and puka shells.
Yeah, and check out my hat. He brought this for me because I kept his cats alive while he was gone.
I brought gifts for people. You can take me out of Tahiti, but you can't take the Tahiti outfits off of me.
How long are you going to be Island Mark for, do you think?
A long time. Yeah. I'm a big fan of
Island
Mark.
You better just get used to it.
Real relaxed.
Mark, you might want to make that a permanent thing.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's my new thing.
It's fantastic.
He buttoned the minimum amount of buttons that a shirt can be buttoned.
I'm very relaxed. Yeah.
How much weight did you gain?
It was in the about 11 pounds.
About 11 pounds.
Oh, not as bad. Not as bad. I guess correctly on the Twitter poll.
I also gained 11 pounds. So.
Cool.
Yeah. We all probably have. Okay, we got a stuffed lineup today. Double stuffed Oreo edition of Hard Factor. Episode number 170, by the way. Nice job, fellas.
Woo-hoo. All right.
Top stories. Pat is going to tell us all about Julian Assange and what's going on there.
Yeah, you remember he's a WikiLeaks guy, and he is in big trouble.
I think Pat's the new Julian Assange guy, like Wes's Brexit.
I could be that. Ooh. I could be the Assange guy. I don't mind that. I like
Mr.
that.
Mr. WikiLeaks.
I love it.
Mark is going to tell us about the best Walmart story we've seen in a while. Shout out to Laramie Howard and all the other listeners for shooting this one over to us.
Yeah, I think half our listeners know this story because they all DM'd us about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for caring. Wes is going to tell us another listener tip from MikeAG96 about a man who is suing his mother over the destruction of his porn stash.
Yeah, not just his mother, but also his father.
Oh, shit.
Both of them.
What is his father, dickless? Who gets rid of their son's porn stash?
What shitty parents?
I got a few stories.
Okay.
That is rough. All right, we'll learn more, and I will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Pat.
All right, guys. So WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested Thursday in order to face U.S. charges that he conspired to hack military computers after Ecuador's government, where he was hanging out, ended his 7 years of self-imposed exile and expelled them from their London embassy.
Mm. That's not a charge I'd want to face, hacking military computers.
It's bad, man.
Mm. Pat, you sound really great.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, Thursday night poker, Friday night a lot of drinking, last night a lot of drinking. Yeah. So this is just me now.
Okay.
We got Island Mark, and this is what I sound like for the rest of me.
Okay.
The reported stinky hacker had been hanging out in the Ecuadorian embassy initially because he faced rape charges in Sweden, and he didn't want to go out like that.
How old was the child he tried to rape?
We don't know.
Young. Got had to be young. Look at Julian Assange. Young.
You kind of made your own decision, but what before you?
I will judge Julian Assange's book by his pedophile cover.
Okay. Well, look, those rape charges have been subsequently dropped, but the fact that he fled into the embassy while on bail from those charges is a crime unto itself. So that's kind of why they were able to pull him out. And apparently, look, he'd been really pissing off his Ecuadorian hosts. I mean, it is kind of rude to show up unannounced at someone's house and tell them you've just dropped by for a visit. And as soon as you step inside, look.
He shows up on your doorstep. Like, that's everybody's personal hell.
It's bad. Right
there. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be like the type of guy that like bends to the situation. I think he's just always himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's very Assange all the time.
Right.
He's all, you're not going to believe this, but I'm facing rape charges and I'm an enemy of the United States. Can I crash here indefinitely?
Yeah, for 6 years.
Seven.
Also,
a hotel.
Is it cool if I bring in way post barbed wire Pam Anderson, hepatitis Pam Anderson? Can she come crash too?
I didn't know about the Pam Anderson Assange thing.
And the hepatitis.
It's still quite a notch, no matter what.
Yeah, it's
good. For him, that's an impossibility.
That's punching down for her, though, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, look. So in the list of grievances, Mo Reno, who's the president of Ecuador, said that Assange had installed prohibited electronic equipment in the embassy. blocked security cameras, and even accessed the security files of their embassy without permission.
He was like hacking them while they were holding him.
A hacker's got to hack. You know what they say?
Yeah.
He said Assange also confronted and mistreated the diplomatic guards.
Oh, nice.
And he had terrible hygiene. So he was just like an asshole house guest.
Yeah, yeah. You could just like, he's everything you imagine when you look at his picture.
That's what I'm saying. He can't help but be himself.
He's like he's like the guys that have like the diplomat like license plates driving through DC that get away with everything. Like their daughters are just like, yeah, fuck you. I'm 16. Let me into the club. My dad's a diplomat.
Exactly. He is that person, but he's staying in an embassy with all people that have that license plate.
Yeah.
And he's going one level above it. He's license plating all of the people with a license plate.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. Yeah. And that may have been why Ecuador finally withdrew its asylum and revoked his citizenship.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Assange rose to prominence when he leaked documents.
How many times do you think he requested like some weird fucking dish?
Oh, all the fucking time, dude.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
not a hotel. He just he took over someone's office. He had to have to make it his house.
And asked them to turn off the cameras.
Yeah.
And then when they turned it back on, hacked them off.
You know that like you show up early to go to work and you're like, and Assange is walking down the fucking office hallway in like a towel after a shower.
Yeah, and his fucking flip flops.
Yeah.
We can get you a lobster, but we can't get you a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. Sorry.
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 Look. Okay. Do you remember Assange rose to prominence when he leaked documents and video provided to him by Army Intelligence Officer Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, who most famously, the video most famous was the U.S. helicopter attack back in 2017 where 15 people were killed.
2007.
I'm sorry, 2007 where 15 people were killed, including two Reuters journalists. So
that was a fucked up video.
But that's really was the that was the biggest thing that he leaked. So for that, Manning was sentenced to 35 years for this little oops. But Obama commuted her sentence in 2017. And the crime that Assange is being exiled back to the United States for is attempting to hack the DoD password while he was working with Manning back in 2010.
Right, which has already been forgiven.
Exactly. So again, so they're really just trying to do anything they can to F this guy.
I think he probably got in. I think attempting is a nice way of putting it, but I think he probably hacked it.
This guy had a team.
Yeah.
It
wasn't just him.
Yeah. No, well, of course.
But
how do you prove it? As that seems hard to prove.
I don't know. Well, look, the
you just kill him.
Yeah, you just kill him. He's going to get killed.
When he gets back home, you just kill him.
The charge he's charged with.
I guess he wasn't born here.
It's a maximum of 5 years in prison. Yeah. So maybe they just want him to do as much time as Manning.
No, they're going to kill him.
They're going to kill him.
Let's take it to the internet. Yeah.
Hey, listen. I think on a personal note, any information that is pertinent to anything should be fucking out there.
Yeah, a lot of people think he's a hero.
Everybody in the world should have the right to free speech.
I think everyone feels that way, but I think you being a giant conspiracy theorist guy, you know, come on. Of course, you're on the Assange side.
You aren't. You don't think that all the information that he has
I don't think all the information he has is correct, probably.
Well,
I think
not,
some of it is, some of it isn't. Yeah. I think he's a huge loser. Yeah. Let's take it to the internet.
It's at the internet. Hank Graff says, will he get his own office in the West Wing or just 100 hours of community service? And then Jeff Myers comes in and says, like Hillary. Mm. And then Hank Graff says, Jeff Myers, what does Hillary have to do with anything? Deflection is the biggest obstacle to honesty.
I don't think that's a saying.
Yeah.
It's true. No, it's very true. It's very true.
Making up his own shit.
Yeah, I think he's making up a saying.
Yep. Then Doris Lair gets in on the action and says, Hank, who pardoned Manning? You remember the person who actually stole the information from the government? The answer is Obama. That's who pardoned Manning.
Right.
Yeah, but, it's kind of a slam dunk.
It's a little back and forth there, left versus right.
Yeah, so.
Hank was waiting for that fucking Hillary comment, let's be honest.
Anyway, this is what I sound like now, Mark.
All right. So, guys, this is the story you've all been waiting for. In Wisconsin, a mother, a son, and their dog got in a bit of trouble at a local Walmart a few days ago. It's like this past Wednesday.
Oh, no.
We got a lot of requests to cover this one, so here it is. So basically, a police call was placed for Walmart around 8:30 p.m. this past Wednesday night, explaining that a woman and her dog were stealing items from the store. So when the Eau Claire, I think I said that right, police department arrived at the Walmart in Wisconsin. Eau Claire, thank you.
It's not that.
I've
been there.
Claire.
But I'm not going to tell you how to pronounce it properly.
They arrived shortly after 8:30 when they got
Claire.
The call.
Eau Claire. There it is.
Eau Claire.
There it is.
They found the 46-year-old woman, Lisa Smith, screaming at the entranceway, running around trying to catch her dog, Bo, Apparently, Lisa and her 25-year-old son, Benny, Venny, I'm sorry, brought Bo to Walmart.
His name is Venny, not
yeah,
Benny.
Yeah, yeah. Brought Bo to Walmart, but left the leash at home. So that just, you know, their dog, Bo.
So Bo's, you know, just going crazy at the Walmart.
Right. So Bo, who doesn't behave himself anywhere, they said, let's bring him to Walmart yeah. leashless.
Just you've, leashless.
Okay, yeah. You've never heard the word Bo said more times in 2 minutes in your
Bo,
life.
Bo. Bo.
Bo. What are you doing?
Bo.
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 So the reason they were chasing after him is because Bo was running up to customers and like jumping
Bo,
on them.
No!
Yeah, exactly. Bo was just doing the thing that you always have a friend who has like a very poorly trained large sized dog,
yep.
and you answer the door and it just
yep.
jumps on your chest.
Yep.
Bo was doing that to every single customer mm-hmm. and just smacking them and smelling their asses and just terrorizing everyone in the store. Lisa Smith handled it by freaking out, and then she erratically started pulling apart all the store displays, like all those corner displays, ripping them apart and just throwing them in her cart. So she was just like, "Whoa!"
Why?
I don't know. She was probably on meth, but so she started destroying like store displays and just throwing them in her cart while she's screaming for Bo to stop. She was then asked to leave by staff because she was, you know, destroying the store, and her dog was running wild. And she did leave the store, but she went out to the parking lot to perform some karate moves to let off some steam. like Uncle Rico style.
Doing high kicks?
Like Uncle Rico style. She's in the parking lot like, oh, this is a stressful situation. So she was just working on karate in the parking
Bo's
lot.
Bo's just running around.
Yeah, Bo's
just
running
doing
around.
High kicks.
Yeah. I was going to say, going to Walmart with your dog leashless is the most alpha move.
Yeah.
That is alpha as fuck.
Especially when your dog's Bo. So Bo eventually joined his owner, his mom, in the parking lot while she was doing karate. But he had stolen a pack of Jiffy cornbread mix, muffin mix. So he was just eating food, and then he stole away one and went out to the parking lot to join her while she was doing karate with like just stolen products in his mouth.
The dog's just eating like cornmeal in the middle of the parking
Jiffy cornbread mix is definitely the best. Cornbread mix.
Bo was having a time of his life.
Just going down
living
on the
his
mix.
Best life. So Smith got arrested, obviously, and fought with the officers, and she tried to kick out the window of her squad car, mm-hmm. of the squad car she was put in.
I'm surprised they approached her with the karate. You know, because
yeah.
I would have been pretty intimidated if I was an officer seeing her moves, seeing what she could do.
She must not be very good
in the parking lot.
But if you remember the beginning of the story, I mentioned Son.
Right. Yeah.
So while all that was going on, Son Van, I've got Benny and Van here. I don't know. They had a son. He was 25.
His name is Vanny Woodhead.
I was in Tahiti for a while. What's it, Vanny? Yeah, Vanny Benny. So the son made his way to the back of the store while his mom was in the front of the store with chasing the dog around, and he went straight to the back, got completely naked, exposing himself to several customers, just like flaunting it around. And then he decided that he wanted to get dressed again, so he just stole some clothes off the racks and started like putting them on. And then officers approached him, Van, and he was like, "What?" And then he just like started running from them, but he was in a scooter, so he rented like one of the Walmart scooters. And he was like half naked and half Walmart clothes, scooting around, and the officials easily just stopped the scooter and arrested him.
They
just surrounded him.
This is a classic scenario of when you have a child way too young and they become like your best friend that you do drugs with and like yeah. drink with. You know what I mean? Like
yep.
that's exactly what's going on here.
Do you know what this is though? Do you know like when
this was not unusual for this family?
When yeah. fentanyl yeah. gets into a batch of heroin and people die, like the price of heroin goes up, the demand goes up. This is that for meth.
Oh, this is
that for
this
meth.
This is a great. This is yeah. a great event for the meth market.
Oh, when an event like this happens, everyone's like, "Damn, there's some good shit. There's some good shit out there."
What did Lisa Smith get her hands on? Yeah, exactly. Wow. So they all got arrested. The dog's the only one not arrested. They're facing several charges: disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, bail jumping because they were on bail. Her son was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct, and theft because he was wearing, you know, stolen clothes.
Bo is just pacing around the house trying to figure out how to get bail together for everyone.
Do you think it was meth and or something else?
It was 100% meth.
It was meth, right?
Bath salts.
Meth.
Meth.
Drugs. I feel like it had
alcohol.
To be some sort of psychedelic, though. Like, is meth going to make you get
That's
naked?
What I'm saying.
I don't know.
Meth
I've never
or
done
something
it.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe bath salts. All right, so let's take it to the internet. Judy Abrams says she can't be 46 years old. That's got to be a typo. And then Hadeeb Selnaib says, "Judy Abrams, I was thinking the same daggone thing. She looks more like she's 64. And then Christy Diamond goes, Nadeev every second and every day of 64. So they're all just agreeing that she should 64 be 64
years old.
And then several comments later, after there was a break in it, a couple hours later, Roberto Rodriguez in the same chain says, or same like thing says, 46 my ass, she looks like she's 64. So
he had to get in there.
Everyone wanted to get in there and say she looked like she was 64.
I just pulled up the picture. Yeah, 64.
She looks older than 64.
All right. So thanks, listeners, on that one.
All right, moving on. In a story from Grand Haven, Michigan, and a move that two parents definitely did not see coming, from even the Event Horizon telescope, you could not see this one coming, a full adult grown man is suing them for finally having enough and throwing out their son's pornography collection he claims is worth $29,000.
Wait a minute. How old is this guy?
I think he's about 45.
He's not 16.
No. No, he's not 16.
He's a fully grown man.
How do you physically own, like, these days, isn't it all in the cloud? Like, how do you physically own $30,000 worth of porn?
Well, that's why he's 45. He started collecting it before.
Yeah, he's analog.
He's the right age.
He got addicted to DVDs.
He's the exact right age for this. Yeah. Honestly.
He's
a
classic.
I'm 37.
Guy.
He's the exact right age to have a lot of DVDs. Yeah.
I remember when Wes and I were moving one time from Charlottesville, and I had to move this heavy ass dresser, and a drawer pops open, and just porn DVDs fall out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wes was a DVD guy.
Yeah,
he's the exact right age for a bunch of DVDs.
Did you jump, Pile Driver 6?
Jump into the Blu-ray revolution, or did you stop at DVDs?
No, I think I stopped at DVDs.
Tell me you still don't use DVDs every now.
No. I haven't watched DVD porn in a long time.
Because the DVD player's broken.
Yeah,
just because I have internet. So anyway, as this hilarious story goes, the man had moved back in with his parents after a divorce, most likely caused by his extreme addiction to porn.
His 29,000 porn collection.
Just a hunch.
Fry that room full of porn, fucking with shit in the relationship.
Yeah, huh? just a little hunch. Maybe she was sick of that shit. And when he finally moved back out 10 months later and moved to Indiana, his parents shipped his possessions to his new place, but something very important was missing within those boxes, his humongous porn collection. And that's because his parents destroyed it.
Humongous is a great adjective.
Where's the second U-Haul?
Yeah.
He kind of set himself up, though. Think? He set himself up big time. There's no parent that will actually, if you're like, Mom and Dad, will you take care of shipping my stuff?
Yeah.
There's no parent in the world that is going to include the porn collection.
$29,000 worth of porn.
It's going out.
But they had to destroy some good shit, like $29,000 worth. Like, what do you think the best thing was in there?
Well, it can't all be DVDs. Like, he's got signed,
right.
Like,
that's a mag.
He's got signed molded vaginas, you know, like porn, like Jenna Jameson's pussy mold, signed by Jenna Jameson.
He probably had some VR shit, too, you know?
He had some signatures and some weird items that no one should have.
Yeah, he had a lot of shit no one should have. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Do you think they destroyed it? Like
I'm pretty sure they embarrassingly destroyed it.
Incinerated.
You know what I think?
I think it's still in their fucking basement. And I think that when they die, he's going to discover it again. That's what I think.
And I think they're going to die pretty soon unless they give it to him.
Yeah. So this guy originally tried to call the cops on his parents, but of course the police told him he was a complete loser. And unfortunately, because it's a civil suit, we don't have any actual names. But I do have a quote from this guy via an email he wrote to his dad. Quote, If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the same time, and I would have gone elsewhere. Instead, you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively.
I can't believe this guy's fighting back.
This is an email to his
father.
You gotta
just take this one.
To which his dad responded, believe it or not, one reason for why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental and emotional health.
Put him in a body bag.
What's the next one? The next one's great.
And he goes on to say, I would have done the same thing if I found a kilo of crack cocaine. Someday I hope you will understand.
Someday I hope you'll understand, 42-year-old son.
Yeah, I got news for you. At 45, that day is never coming.
Exactly, Pat. No, there's never, no day.
understand.
There is no day this guy's going
to
understand.
And he's going to take this grudge to the grave. Yeah. When his parents die, he's still going to be mad at him.
Yeah. He really fucked himself. The dad fucked himself. Yeah. Because the kid's not going to take care of them when they get too old.
Oh, no. He's going to rebuild a porn collection.
Yeah, is what he's going to do.
So the real kicker here is that the porn collection he claims was worth $29,000, but he's suing them for $86,000.
Oh, yeah?
So, punitive damage, emotional damages.
Okay.
He lost a bunch of his faves, some real classics he can't find online anymore.
Just you think Jenna Jameson's going to sign another pussy bullet for me?
Yeah.
You think I can get that picture back?
Yeah. No way.
I waited in line for 6 hours outside of the Tower Records to get that.
She's retired from pussy bullets.
Yeah. So this is clearly just getting laughed out of court.
Oh, my God.
And, amazing.
Yeah, so.
All right. Let's take it to a lightning round of other headlines.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah.
Okay. First up, Nancy Pelosi has made a public plea for President Donald Trump to take down a tweet of the Ilhan Omar video. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. Ilhan. Where she describes 9/11 as, quote, some people did some things.
Come
unquote.
On.
It's cut together. The video Trump posted is cut together with scenes of the plane crashes at the Twin Towers.
What an asshole.
And he, of course, tagged it in all caps. We will never forget. And Pelosi says that his inflammatory remarks are causing the Democratic Party to double down on security tail for the representative from Minnesota. And I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I saw that video of her saying that shit for the first time when Dan Crenshaw retweeted it, it made me pretty mad. Very angry. But also the Trump video seems like very propaganda-ish. So maybe I think they should all just chill out. What do you guys think?
I agree. Propaganda is no good, but she and no one should threaten violence on her by any means, or be like violent or throw shit at her or do anything like that or threaten her. But come on, what is she thinking?
Well, she might have fucked up.
What is she saying? It's possible she might have fucked up.
Okay, yeah, it's,
that statement is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that statement makes your blood boil.
It does make me angry.
It makes me want her not to be like in office, but no one should threaten
her. If it was a mistake, though, she should apologize for it.
She should apologize for it. But Trump hasn't, though, I don't think.
Yeah, Trump should not jump on it and make a propaganda.
No, he's being a dick about it, too.
Yeah, but she hasn't apologized for it, I don't think, or at least not in a way that people are pleased with.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the porn thing real quick?
You got porn?
Yeah. Sorry.
So I had a bunch of porn in my basement one time. And
this is what you were thinking about when Will was doing that story.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time.
And we had
your back, Will.
And it got stolen, and I found it in my parents' porn collection.
Mm. It was incorporated into the porn. So your parents had a porn collection.
Yes.
It wasn't
you're never going to turn your nose up at a good DVD.
No, this was a VHS.
They didn't like start their porn collection with your porn collection.
But I found my missing porn in their like collection.
How did that make you feel?
Disgusting.
I remember one day when we were snooping around in one of my friend's parents' room.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
Stealing liquor and stuff, and we found his parents' like porn collection and included like vibrators and cock rings and stuff. And he got so embarrassed, and like it was almost a friendship ruiner because we saw another side of his parents there.
Yeah, big new side.
I mean, hey,
and we all know who you're talking about, Mark, and so does he.
Yep, everybody fucks.
If they don't fuck other people,
they fuck themselves.
What's the second lightning round story?
Sorry.
Yeah, another good catch from several listeners here. A 75-year-old Florida man was killed on Friday after he tripped and fell near his pet cassowary.
What is that, Will?
Oh my God.
Yeah, what's a cassowary, you ask? Well, it's a 6-foot-tall, 100-pound flightless bird known to be the world's most dangerous bird. So this guy had a spill in its cage and the little fucking raptor killed him.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. He was raising cassowaries and trying to like sell them to like people that wanted to own cassowaries, and these things have like 6-inch claws.
They're raptors.
They're actual like raptors.
100%. As close as you can get today. Yeah.
If you saw a look up Google cassowary right now if you're at a computer.
And claws.
If you saw this bird in the wild, what would you do?
You must kill it immediately. Yeah. You have to go for it in the neck. That thing has a skinny neck.
Tomb Raider style double handguns.
Yeah. No. Just grab the neck. Grab the neck before it pokes you in the eye.
If you get within the necks, like what they do is they do front kicks and with the claws. So you can't get within kicking range, and their feet are probably about 6 feet in range. Mm-hmm. So you have to be 6 feet away from it. Is the thing.
So gun.
Do we know how fast it is? Is it? It's
31 miles an hour.
Way faster than you.
31 miles an hour.
So it'll catch you for sure.
Yeah.
It would kill a dog in like 2 seconds.
I think we need to get we need to get a posse together. We haven't posse'd up in a long time, but we need to go take care of these birds. I can't believe they're out there.
Posse. I agree. We should posse. Also, to wrap this one up, quick PSA, don't get into cassowary ownership.
No.
I'm going to fucking get one.
Okay, and finally, Tiger Woods is officially back. He won the Masters on Sunday, fighting his way back from countless injuries and STDs, allegedly, to claim golf's most coveted prize, the green jacket at Augusta. For the fifth time, fucking Tiger is the man. That makes 15 total majors for Tiger, 3 behind the Golden Bear for the most all time. And basically, if you're not feeling good for Tiger Woods today, we can't be friends. Because
everyone, everyone made money on that, right, Wes?
Listen.
Because Wes bets Tiger almost every fucking weekend.
He does bet Tiger.
Listen,
he loves Tiger, big Tiger guy.
I've never been more upset than I am today after a bet.
After a win?
Literally. I fucking read a Jack Nicklaus quote being like, Jack like played with him like 3 weeks ago, being like, I've never seen Tiger be more confident. It was the easiest 64 I've ever seen. And I didn't fucking bet on him.
Who'd you bet on?
I bet on fucking Xander? Kuchar, Xander, Sergio, fucking, I bet on Siwoo Kim. For fuck's sake.
Why didn't you bet on Tiger?
You always
because
bet
I,
Tiger.
Because I didn't think he had it in him. And I'm a fucking idiot, and I'm
All right, move on. Are an idiot. You're an idiot, and everybody in America is happy that you're an idiot because that was so fucking amazing when he won. He's hugging his kids. His mom's there.
Didn't even watch it, honestly.
Wes is going to bet on him the rest of the year, and he's not going to win.
Yeah, no, that was fucking cool. That was like one of those moments is like, damn, sports are fucking sweet.
Yep.
All right, and that's it for Hard Factor today. We're going to go to the Cannabis Cup for 420 with PFT, so we'll let you know how you can watch those videos and or a live power hour as soon as we figure it out. But most importantly, have yourself a great fucking day.